Politics, Prague is currently hosting an exhibition reflecting the impact of Tibet's culture on the rest of the world, particularly on the Czech Republic. The exhibition, called Tibet in Our Minds, shows traditional Tibetan art as well as Tibet-inspired works by Czech artists. I asked the exhibition's curator, Zuzana Ondomishiova, to tell us what's on display and why Czechs are so fascinated by all things Tibetan.
It is a very exclusive collection of Tibetan religious and sacred ritual art, which is borrowed from foremost Czech institutions. There are statues of Buddhist iconographic images from the National Museum, Náprstek Museum of Asian, African and American Culture, and also religious paintings called Tanka from National Gallery in Prague, as well as other items borrowed from private collections. In another large hall, visitors will find collection of unique photographs taken in Tibet by two Czech natives, Josef Vaniš and Vladimír Sís, in the year 1954. They were on the way to Tibet, and they met and even photographed the young 14th Dalai Lama on his way to Beijing to visit Mao Zedong. It was actually a time before Tibetan culture was completely destroyed by Mao's cultural revolution. So the photographs show the unique view of Tibetan country and people and life in that place. There are also other photographs taken by different photographers since 80s. Visitors also will find a special hall to His Holiness 14th Dalai Lama, where are documentary photos from his 7 visits to Czech Republic, to our country. Also very important part of the view of Czech artists or Czech people connecting Tibetan question. There are several contemporary artists, and one very famous Czech photographer, František Drtikol, but we exhibit not his famous photographs, but his paintings. When he got older, he spent a lot of time by practicing Buddhist meditation, and he did meditative paintings.
Czechs in general seem to have a strong fascination for Tibet. Why do you think that is?
There are several reasons. We are looking or searching for some spiritual goals, and since long time we are inspired by Buddhist culture as a whole. Also, His Holiness visits to Czech country, and visits of different Tibetan lamas coming to give lectures. It makes more and more wider interest of Tibetan people. Another reason is political. We are a small nation with powerful neighbor, Germany, and we had an experience with the period of German protectorate of our country. Later, we had another experience with the communist regime in our country. And also because our people feel some interest to travel and discover some unknown places, and we look for these places not only outside in foreign countries, but also in our mind.
This exhibition is leading up to March the 10th to the worldwide initiative called Flag for Tibet. The Czech Republic has marked it for several years now. Do you know what's in the pipeline this year?
Because this year we commemorate already 50 years since Dalai Lama has to leave his country. So I'm sure there will be again several hundreds of town halls and other institutions and places who will hoist the Tibetan flag as a symbolical support of Tibetan question, of the dialogue about the future of Tibetan people in Chinese state. Last year, that were nearly 400 town halls, and we suppose this year it will be even more. There are also many events in different towns in Czech Republic. There is a festival of Tibetan culture in Ostrava, in Pardubice. There will be other places in Prague having a program on the 10th of March. And also Amnesty International calls a quiet demonstration at the Chinese embassy in Prague.
Zuzana Ondomishiova there on an exhibition of Tibetan culture leading up to the Flag for Tibet initiative, which annually takes place around the world on March the 10th. For more information, please go to www.tibetmisli.cz. And of course, you'll also find that link on Radio Prague's own webpage.